Joshua 5, verse 13, to chapter 6 and verse 2. You can tell from my title, Christ confronts Joshua, that I have come to the view, I take the view, that the experience recorded here is precisely that. Joshua was met by God in Christ. I don't see what other interpretation I can place upon it. Joshua was near Jericho, it says, verse 13. Why was he near Jericho? Well, of course, he was leading Israel to capture Jericho, but it seems that he had left the camp, and he was alone, and he was looking over Jericho. I don't know why, we're not told. I don't know why he was looking over Jericho. Was he somewhat anxious? I wonder how we'll break these walls down. I wonder how strong the enemy will be. I wonder if we'll be powerful enough. Was he afraid? Was he planning? This, we'll do this, we'll do that, we could advance in this way. Was he anxious? Was he planning? Did he have a spirit of confidence? The Lord had exalted him in the eyes of Israel. He had led Israel across the Jordan. God had been with Moses and now he's with me, he might be thinking. Was he thinking something along the lines of, how great a man I've become? I don't want to put words in his mouth or thoughts in his mind. I don't know. But Joshua was near Jericho. And he looked up. And what did he see? He saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. And I interpret what now happens as a confrontation by God in Christ. One of those pre-incarnation theophanies. Joshua confronted by Christ. I see parallels here with Moses and the burning bush. I see parallels with Isaiah in the temple. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. I see parallel here with Saul of Tarsus, confronted by the Lord Christ outside Damascus. I see Revelation 1 here. John the Apostle falling at the feet of the exalted Christ. Joshua looked up and he saw a man. I believe he saw the Lord Christ with a drawn sword in his hand. And then we have the account of their dealings. Joshua went up to him, I like his courage, and asked him, his bravery here, are you for us? I like his challenge, or for our enemies? But the response is all important here. I'm not one of the enemies, of course. I'm not one of the camp. I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Joshua is being shown who is the real head and commander in chief of the hosts of Israel. If he's thinking he's a great man, Christ is showing him that he, the Lord Christ, is truly great. If Joshua is afraid, the Lord Christ is showing him that he has no need to be afraid. For all is in the hand of Christ. All power is given unto me, as he will later say in Matthew 28. If Joshua's planning it all out, working, no. My times are in your hands, said David. Christ is king. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence. And this is, of course, why I say we're talking about the Lord Christ here. I do really believe this is worship. Joshua falls in worship. And he asks him, what message does my Lord? Yes, that could just be an ordinary Lord. But I take it at the fullest value here. Joshua is submissive. He's meeting with the Lord Christ, God in Christ. He's having his fears taken away if he had them. He's being shown that all his plans are in the hand of God in Christ. And the real ruler and commander of the Lord's host is not Joshua. Yes, he's great, and God is using him. Moses was great. Paul will be great. Yes, but the real leader of the host of the Lord is Christ, the Lord Christ. What message does my Lord have for his servant? You see Joshua's spirit here. The commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so. Submission to the Lord Christ. The parallel with Moses in the burning bush is unmissable. The parallel with Isaiah 6, Isaiah in the temple, is clear. The chapter goes on, the next chapter goes on. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. This is a fact, but this is the power of the Lord Christ. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, and I take that straight on here. I really believe the Lord is speaking to Joshua at this time. See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. So I don't know how Joshua started this interview. Was he afraid? Was he planning? Did he have a certain sense of pride? But I know how he came out, confident that the Lord would lead him and Israel to victory, submissive to the Lord's commander, with a true sense of the real great one, this Lord, the Lord Christ, the supreme commander of the Lord's host. So Joshua's fears, if he had any, Joshua's pride, if he had any, Joshua's scheming, if he was doing any, whatever condition he was in, all had now been adjusted and changed and moved and altered, and now submissive to the Lord Christ. All of us believers need this kind of experience. I'm not saying so dramatic, but we have to learn that the arm of flesh will fail us, that we can cast all our cares upon the Lord Christ. Our times are in his hand, and until we've met with God, until we know God, then we cannot go and meet with men and do anything for God. The arm of flesh will fail us. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. This is, I think, what God is saying to Joshua here. And he's promising him his power and his blessing. See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. Now here are your instructions. I want this kind of experience. I want to know the Lord is with me. I want to meet with God before I meet with men. Powerful preaching comes from men who have come from the presence of God and with the presence of God. You might have heard the story. The congregation was waiting for the preacher. The time for the service had come, but he had not come out and stood in the pulpit. They sent a lad in to call him. The lad went up to the door where the minister was in his room. The preacher was in his room. And he heard voices, a voice, talking. And he came back to the congregation. He said, he's got somebody in there with him. And he's talking to him. What's he saying? Well, he's saying, I won't go unless you go with me. I won't go. I cannot go unless you go with me. The congregation said, it's all right. And within a few minutes, the preacher came out. He was, of course, saying the words of Moses, unless you go with me, do not take me from this place. And the Lord is now saying to Joshua, Jericho is before you. The city is walled up. The king is there. He has his army. but I am the commander of the Lord's host. Go in my strength and in my power, under my will and purpose. Submit to my word, and I will give you the victory. We need this kind of spirit today, believer. Brother and sister, we're all engaged in the Lord's ministry. May we be all given this sense of the Lord's presence and power. May we be submissive to him and know that he is the great one. Unbeliever, there's a word for you. In a very short compass, I can say this is what needs to happen to you. You're so proud of yourself and your own power. You know that poem, I'm the master of my fate, the captain of my soul, the master of my fate. I'm in control. No, you're not. God is sovereign. And you have to come to bow to the Lord Christ. Read Psalm 2. See the Lord on his throne. God demands that you come and kiss the Son. Bow the knee to Jesus. Just as Joshua did here, and this is a picture for the believer. There is a challenge here and an instruction to you, unbeliever. You must submit to the Lord Christ and receive forgiveness of sins through his precious blood and bow to him as Lord and Sovereign, for he is truly the Lord Christ. As commander of the Lord's army, the host of the Lord, I've come. Joshua met with Christ that day because the Lord Christ encountered, met, subdued, encouraged, and taught Joshua. May the Lord Christ meet with us all, sinner to be save you, saint to edify you, and nerve you, and humble you for the glory of Christ. Amen.